You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
For this week's Nationals podcast, we're looking at some breaking news with the team, some interesting feature stories, and also getting to know the Nationals players a little bit. I am Allison Footer, and I'm here with Bill Watson, who covers the Nationals every single day for our website. The Nationals recently signed Brendan Ryan, so what can you tell us about that?
Well, that's to improve the infield defense, because if you look at this team, Allison, defensively, it's questionable. I mean, you have, Daniel Murphy, obviously, at second base, and he's not very good there. So I can see him as a backup defensive second baseman. And he signed a minor league deal with an invite to spring training, and he could have a big role on this team as a backup. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to getting to know the Nationals players a little bit in a way that we may not have discussed before. So, of course, we have talked extensively about the makeup of the team and who's going to play where, and obviously the Nationals are expected to have a very good team this year. But let's go a little bit outside the box and talk about, just some of those, but maybe some more quirky things. So I'm going to give you questions about the player who is most likely to do something, and then you give me your best answer.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, okay, here we go. So the player most likely to throw a no-hitter or perfect game?
I don't have to think twice about that. Max Scherzer, the way he dominated, except for 1 month, I just think this guy could have two no-hitters, maybe more this year. I mean, this guy can be unstoppable, and I'm telling you, I think I'm not exaggerating when I say this guy could pitch two or three, maybe four no-hitters. That's how good he is.
Yeah, he's amazing, and nothing surprises me every time. He's one of those guys that, like, if you're flipping through the channels, if you're not in the Washington area, if you're flipping through the channels and you see a Nationals game and he's pitching, you kind of just feel like you need to watch it because you could be watching some history.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so how about the player most likely to hit for the cycle?
I would say Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is so much into history. I just think at every bat, he knows what's going on. And, you know, I can see, you know, let's say he had a single, double, triple. I can see him hitting a home run. He realizes it. And I think that he could have more than one cycle. I mean, that's how good this guy is, and I'm expecting a lot from him this year.
Okay. How about the player most likely to hit a grand slam?
Bryce Harper, no question, because of the power he has, and I'm expecting him to be the first guy to do it this year. There's no question. It's all Bryce Harper here.
It's funny because some of the other teams, they have to really dig deep and think about maybe some of the lesser teams. But the Nationals, these are pretty easy questions. Okay, so how about the I'm trying to make this hard for you, Bill, but you have too many good players on this team. How about the pitcher not named Max Scherzer, who could put together the longest scoreless inning streak?
You know what? I have to say Strasburg because, you know, this is his free agent year. I'm sure he wants to play a full season, and I think he wants to show that he can be a top free agent after the season's over. I'm going to say Strasburg.
Okay, and how about the first bench player to snag a spot in the starting lineup? That would probably be from an injury, but who do you see being the first bench guy to step into that role?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think it's going to be Clint Robinson. This is a guy who was given every chance last year. He really played well when the Ryan Zimmermans and the Jason Wirths were hurt. And I'm going to say Clint Robinson.
Okay. How about the first, I guess, player or person to get ejected from a game?
Believe it or not, Bryce Harper, because last year, well, since he's been in the league, sometimes he loses his temper, and Matt Williams, who's no longer the manager, sometimes had to tell him, hey, you got to stay in this game. You got to help this team win. So I'm going to say Bryce Harper.
Okay. And now the grand finale, Bill, and you have to dig deep. You have to think hard on this one. Take your time if you need a couple extra seconds. The player most likely to have Justin Bieber walkout music.
You know, believe it or not, it seems so obvious it's Bryce Harper. But, you know, Ryan Zimmerman is a guy who's pretty hip when it comes to this type of music. So I'm going to say Ryan Zimmerman.
Okay, so it wouldn't be – so that's considered – Justin Bieber is considered kind of hip. It wouldn't be – because I was always under the impression that maybe it would be somebody who didn't care what other people thought of him, because there would be a little bit of ridicule that would come along with Justin Bieber music. Maybe I'm just too old to be having this conversation, but do you think it would be more because that's kind of a cool thing to have as walk-up music?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, believe it or not, someone approached me about his music a couple of years ago, and, you know, I said I'd give him an A for effort. And, you know, it's not that bad. I've heard worse in my years of living, so why not?
Oh, I've heard a lot worse when it comes to walk-up music. The Astros had to have a whole staff meeting to decide to overthrow the whole thing because it was so terrible what these guys were picking. So, yeah, in that respect, Justin Bieber would be just fine. Okay, yeah. Bill, thank you for the insight. Really appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.